A line to make it deeper?
All right, well, maybe they don't... They
drag line goes out and...
What's a drag... What's a drag line do?
Drag line scoops down the water and lifts up the load of the maul or whatever, moves it out of the way.
Okay.
Well, they have dredges. Isn't a dredge that goes out and tries to rake up, sucks up the dirt through it, and then they fill in land that way. Unless they did how they made the beaches.
Okay.
Built it that way.
All right. Well, now if you had a drag line, they had a drag line, and I wasn't expecting that at all.
Wait. And I hung out the clothes on the line. Ah! Okay.
Someone mentioned the other day you've been expecting some, you've been needing some rain. Probably could at Chicago.
Yeah, we can use it, then we don't have to water the grass.
Yeah. How about, talking about drag, if you did it yesterday, you say, let's say.
Drug.
Again, please?
Drug.
Okay.
Drug.
And you might say, we have blanked quite a few stumps out of here.
We have dragged.
Okay. Some of these I'll be giving principal parts.
What kind of subjects do you teach? I hope it's not English.
Why?
Because I'm going to be in a heck of a fix.
Oh, don't worry. No, I'm not. Again, I'm not worried about that. You know how I talk.
Yeah, but you say, I sure in heck don't want to go down that area to teach.
Oh, no. As a matter of fact, I already applied.
Oh, my heaven.
No. I really like it here. If somebody offered me a job teaching out here, I'd be here tomorrow. So there you are. Yes, no, I'm not worried at all. Yeah, my family's from Kentucky.
Well, let's put it away, considering when I was in school and we had English and the way it was taught and the way they're doing it nowadays, we know more than what the ones know now, and they should know more than us.
Does the language change? Do you think the language has changed much here?
I think the teachers have become disinterested in their jobs. The kids are not as well prepared for the next grade or for college. When I was in ever since I was in around third or fourth grade, we had to read books, reports. When I got into seventh or eighth grade, it was a lot of literature. Ninth grade, Shakespeare. I had Shakespeare ninth, 10th, 11th, 12th grades. And I think the teacher's just going along just to... When we had to learn spelling words, we had to learn how to spell them, where you put the pronunciation, marks on them, how to, what a definition of the word you had to write, and how to use it in a sentence. Nowadays, if you learn how to spell a word, I guess the teacher's thought you've done good.
Mm-hmm. How about, as I said, you had a chance to, more or less see, your grandmother and your father and your speech patterns, because in the people in the area and community, you think that... the language has changed much here, or has it stayed pretty much the same? Is there different terms in your generation?
Well, now they get on to that thing, now that dynamite, TV and all. I think the most ones makes the most influence when they're speaking is the television. Because, I've always watched TV ever since we've got it. And I've learned more from watching it than what maybe my sister has learned. And she's 14 years younger. When I was going to school, we used to have a Bible class once a week. If you wanted to go, it was your you could go. And we had music. We had what they called music appreciation, where you can learn all types of music and how to, Like my family, I would be the one out of the three of us that would go to a concert, regardless to whether it was Tchaikovsky, Rachmaninoff, or it was ballet, or an opera. My brother, forget it. My sister, maybe. See, I always learned, and I had music all through school.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas they haven't.
What I was thinking about, too, is, well, not only that, you mentioned the other day, too, that...